The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Welcome to another edition of the Stunt Granny Interviews, which we haven't done in quite some time. I am here tonight to help talk about the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament that is taking place May 11th and 12th at Turner's Hall in Cleveland, Ohio, by way of absolutely intense wrestling. With me tonight is former ECW star and current AIW star, Colin Delaney. How you doing tonight, Colin?
Hey, man, what's going on?
A whole lot of all just for me. Yeah, no, mildly nervous, but that's okay.
Nervous?
No, I suppose. I never.
Because you're worried a dead zone will pop up and the call will be dropped?
that could be part of it. The other part is making sure that you don't take me out like you did to your brother back in December. Sugar, Nightmare Before Christmas. What brought about that change?
Yeah, I got a bad habit about that. I guess I just get sick of people fast, and then I feel the need to move on. I mean, first Tommy Dreamer, now Jimmy Olsen. I'm running through them. I don't know what really brought it about per se. I guess it's just Jimmy's time in the wrestling business. I can feel it's coming to an end. And mine's, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 10 years, but I feel like I'm only 25. I still have a number of years left. So if he's ready to get out, then I'm going to put him out.
So when did you take out Tommy Dreamer?
Great American Bash, 2008.
Oh, yeah, yes, I do remember that now.
I mean, he took me out for weeks to follow, which was horribly painful. But I got mine on pay-per-view, so what, Dreamer?
Well, he is still currently hiding from you, so that's good news for him, I suppose.
For me.
your opponent, your first round opponent in the tournament this upcoming week is Archibald Peck. Can you tell us about him?
Archibald Peck. I actually met Archibald Peck in Texas a couple of years ago before all this. And I've been saying, because when I first found out about this match, I feel like it's old school Chikara versus new school Chikara. So I've got the experience. I think I can show him a couple of things. Hopefully he's brought his game.
Are you worried about Veronica being a distraction on the outside for you?
I think from what I'm hearing, I guess I don't follow as closely as I should anymore, but from what I'm hearing, he should be more worried about her being a distraction than I should.
Gotcha. I guess she is causing him some problems recently.
This is what I hear, but apparently she's going to be in his corner. I'll take any advantage I can get. I'm not much one who cares how I win. All that matters is that I win.
Gotcha. Now, they they were saying that he has multiple personalities, that sometimes he comes out as a band leader and sometimes he comes out as a mixed martial art guy. Does that concern you at all?
No, I have multiple personalities too. Sometimes I come out sober and other times I come out drunk.
Excellent.
Mostly the latter.
Is there a drink of choice that likes to be downed before matches?
It really depends on what I'm feeling. Currently I'm about 8 PBRs deep, so.
PBR should be the choice of many a champion, so I salute you. I would put that in my sippy time beer category anytime.
It's my cheap beer of choice. It's actually pretty much my beer of choice. I don't know, at least nowadays, because I'm cheap anyways, so.
Well, it's a good cheap beer.
Yeah, I think last AIW show I came out at a Colt 45, and the show before that I was sipping on a bottle of Night Train.
Did you brown bag it with the Colt 45?
I think I was brown bagging it when I was drinking it before the match. I think I pulled it out of the brown bag for effect when coming out to the ring. It also like half exploded in the ring because it got shaken up while I was coming out.
Gotcha. Did it get shaken up on anyone's head? Was that the problem?
No. I think I just rolled it in the ring too fast. Spilled a little more than I wanted. I know I wouldn't waste good alcohol on someone's head. Especially not Colt 45. Colt 45 works every time. Billy D. Williams.
So you would say that it was an inappropriate use of Jack Daniels by Chris Jericho on CM Punk earlier this month.
Oh, yeah. Jack Daniels is expensive, too. You don't want to waste that, not that much of it.
Very well said, sir. Okay. So some of the other, do you know who, within the tournament, do you know who you would move on to face if you beat, or when you beat Archibald Peck?
Oh man, I looked at it the other day too. I know most of the tournament too. It's either Marion Fontaine or Facade. That would be the matchup in the first round that would go on to face me. And I've already beaten Fontaine, and I pretty much beat Facade last time anyways, so I've got nothing to prove against either of them. I'm not worried about that one. So bring on the semis.
Is there some other big names in this tournament like B.J. Whitmer and Colt Cabana and Spanky and Josh Probrischen and Matt Cross? Do any of those guys concern you since you'd be facing them in later rounds?
My thing about them, from what I understand of the brackets, the only way I will meet up with any of the people you just mentioned is in the finals. So the bracket breaks down into a three-way dance for the finals, and in my bracket, there is no Spanky, there's no Colt Cabana, there's no B.J. Whitmer, there's no M-Dog 20, there's no Josh Prohibition, there's none of those guys. So they don't scare me because I'll see them in the finals after they've expelled all their energy, but I still have tons of energy left. Because I'm not worried about Russell Wolpack, not worried about Facade or Fontaine much. And then that just moves me to the semis. So, I mean, I'm a lock for that. Basically a lock for the finals. I don't think there's anybody else in my bottom half of the bracket that could beat me. So, basically, look for me in the finals. And B.J. Whitmer and Colt Cabana are going to beat each other's brains in round one. They're not going to be any trouble for anybody in round two, I would imagine, by the time they get through each other. Same with M-Dog 20 and Josh Prohibition. They're going to fight each other in round one. Those guys know each other so well, that match could go an hour. And what good are they after an hour? No good. Spanky's got Tim Downs, who's on a tear in AIW. So Yeah, I'm figuring on most other people to run out their, like, to be all, you know, all worn out by the time they get to me.
Excellent. Is the main event a three-way elimination dance, or is it just a one pinfall?
That's a very excellent question, and I do not know the answer. I'm going to guess one pinfall, but it could very well be elimination.
Oh, gotcha.
Either way, I'll just let the two other idiots beat each other up, and then I'll just hang out on the outside and drink, and then find my way back in there when it's my time to win.
Gotcha. Well, I think that is all I've got for you here. Is there any other words of warning that you have for your future opponents?
Let's take some call-ins. That's what we should do right now. Let's take some calls.
Oh.
Got some callers, on the line?
Hmm. I have a snoring boxer on the line and a snoring mutt. I don't know if they're going to be good callers.
No good questions out of them. Neither of them want to know a little more about the tournament.
Well, what else is important about the tournament?
I was actually looking over the tournament the other day, just going over the lineup, and if there's anybody out there, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, this is going to be probably the best money you can spend on going to a wrestling show. You have a ton of top-tier talent. I can't remember the last time there was this much talent in a pro wrestling tournament, you know, an independent pro wrestling tournament, not since the days when IWA Mid-South was running the Ted Petty Invitational. If you want most bang for your buck, this AIW JT Lightning Invitational Tournament is going to be incredible from top to bottom, all top-tier talent. Honestly, there's nobody in this tournament that I can't see winning it. That's how you know it's good, because everybody in it is so talented that, like, there's no possible way you can just stare at those brackets and say, oh, yeah, that person's a lock for the finals, or this person's a lock for the finals, other than me, of course. So, please, save AIW, save indie wrestling, and come on down and check it out. If you're anywhere near Cleveland, Ohio, like, I don't care if you're 3-4 hours away. I mean, I am. It's not that bad a drive. Get yourself there if you enjoy wrestling.
Gotcha. And this is, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me, but could you tell us a little bit about JT Lightning, the man that the tournament is being founded for?
Sure. I didn't know him as well as a lot of the guys in the tournament and a lot of the guys who have come through, but I did have the pleasure of meeting him a good handful of times, and he's the everything of Cleveland wrestling. He's the king of Cleveland for a reason. He's the king of Cleveland wrestling. He's got influence on so many of the local Cleveland area talent, and you can still, like, he'll never be gone because his influence is in so many of the current AIW and other talents all around the United States. So I'm really glad that they decided to name this tournament after him and do it in his honor, do it right.
Excellent. This upcoming Friday and Saturday, and
yes,
there will be a pre-show meet and greet on the 12th. Will you be there to talk to all the people coming in?
I suppose, I don't know. What time does that start? I like to play mini golf during the day. Between big shows like this, clear my head, play a little mini golf. I am currently the current reigning and defending AIW mini golf champion. So I'm going to get into a little bit of that. I'll probably show up in the meet and greet. It also depends on the drink situation and who will be buying them for me. So note that, everybody.
I got you. That that is very important.
Well, hopefully,
hopefully they have PBR at Turner's Hall in Cleveland there.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention Turner Hall in Cleveland. The place for Cleveland wrestling is where it's all going down. So, also, if you've never been to a show at Turner Hall, historic Turner Hall, get out and check one out.
Gotcha. Is that where AIW runs all of their events at?
It is where they are running. And I believe, from what I hear, it's where J.P. Lightning used to run Cleveland All-Pro.
Gotcha. Now, on day two here of the tournament, we have a special no-holds-barred contest between John Thorne and Madman Pondo. But got to admit, I'm not very interested in that one, but a women's title match between Allison Kay and Jennifer Blake would definitely be a draw. How much of Allison Kay have you seen as the women's champion?
I've actually not seen much of Allison Kay, but I actually wrestled Jennifer Blake 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and she's a tough chick, man. She doesn't mess around. So I haven't seen much of Allison Kay. I've more heard the stories and the fables of Allison Kay than seen her. So that match is a toss-up to me. I know more Jen Blake than I do Allison Kay, and I know Jen Blake is not someone to mess with. So I'm not saying that I'm choosing Jennifer Blake over Allison Kay, but I am saying that from what I know, Jen Blake is a top-notch competitor and could easily walk away with that title.
Gotcha. That is good to have that insight. I think, unless there are some other callers, that I think that I think we've covered everything here. We can Can the people contact you personally on Twitter?
Yes, if you're looking for me on the Twitter, you tweet at Extremely Cute. That would be me. I'm the Extremely Cute Wrestler. So at Extremely Cute, follow me, world, because I don't feel like I have enough followers. Like, there was a fake Fit Finley Twitter up for about a week, and it had like 4,000 followers. And I was like, how does a fake Fit Finley get 4,000 followers? But at Extremely Cute, Colin Delaney can't get over 2,000, and I don't see why that's not possible. So, so follow me, message me, get at me. I'm a personable kind of guy.
Well, you can be followed there, and AIW Wrestling is at AIW Wrestling there on Twitter, and it's also to look over the full roster for the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament, which is going to be hashtagged on Twitter with by going into JLit. You can follow them also at AIWWrestling.com to see all of everyone in the tournament here, including Mr. Delaney. And again, it's this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday at Turner's Hall. Do you have any last words here, sir?
No, like I said, just please, everybody, come check it out. You won't regret it. If you do regret it, I will buy you a drink. Promise.
Well, I will look forward to getting a Sippy Time beer from Colin Delaney, or more than likely I will be enjoying buying him one after he has won the tournament. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, man.